you have done good, because you are waiting for somebody's decision. If the decision maker can change. Otherwise, so many people are working so hard day and night, he is not getting even sufficient food. And another man, without working, is getting so much money. How it is possible? God is not an instrument of your whims. He is fully independent. There is God. Aghatan ghatan patiyasi. By his different energy, he can do something which is impossible to be done. Take for example myself. I went to United States, unknown country, without any friend, without any hope, simply on theory that I shall go and preach there, and with this expectation also that soon as I shall ask them to give up all this having, they will ask me to go back. So, in the face of so many odds and uncertainty, I went there simply depending on my spiritual master and Krishna, with this hope only. If there is desire, everything can be done. But otherwise there is no hope. I'm going there hopeless, I'm just to make an experiment. My other godbrothers, they failed. All right. Guru Maharaj asked me in the beginning, so I did not do, let me do it in this old age. So it became surprisingly success. Business started with 40 rupees, and now we have got 4 crores. Where is that business in the material world? That a man started business with 40 rupees and he has got 4 crores within 10 years. Not only money, but also fame, respect. What did these kings and president or minister get respect?
It takes them 50 years.
Huh?
It takes them 50 years.
Still they get kicked on the face, like Nixon.
Nobody would sincerely respect them.
No.
Only for some self-interest. But here, respect offered to me, it is out of love. That is not for any bargaining. So who can get this? So this is God's. So one has to see by the result. And that is stated in, I think, we have described. The is called container is understood by the quantity of contents. The container is understood by the quantity of the contents. The example is given of water. Water here and light. When there is good flame, then we can understand that the contents is very inflammable, just like petrol. So that is in common life. When there is big amount of quantity of water, that means the container is big. Similarly, the big quantity of ether, then it is understood quantity according to the quantity. So one has to understand, as Krishna says, jat vibhuti mat satta mama tejangsa. How much Krishna's favor is there? We have to understand from the contents. Then we can understand, we can make an estimate of the container. By the quantity of contents, we can understand the, what is called?
Capacity
of the content. This is described in the Bhagavad. And so Chaitanya Chaitamrita also. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Krishna Nama Prasya. Without Krishna's special power of attorney, nobody can preach his name, Chaitanya. So these rascals, God brothers, they are envious. Why, what he has written? Burma. Just see what kind of men they are. They are not even ordinary human. They are envious of me. And what to speak, I will make a judgment by estimation. They are envious. Enviousness is immediately disqualification for a Vaishnava. Immediate. He's not a human being. Paramanir Matsaranam Satam. This Bhagavad Dharma is meant for the person who is completely not envious. That is the beginning. Why? A Vaishnava should be envious for anyone. Everyone is working according to his karma. He is trying to rectify him, to be out of these clutches of karma, to come to bhakti. Why he should be envious? Mancha kalpataru bhascha kripa sindhu bhaya vacha. Bhastam should be like ocean of mercy to reclaim the fallen souls. That is Vaishnava's quality. Vaishnava should be envious. Let's see. So these persons, they are not even human beings. What to speak of Vaishnava? Vaishnava cannot be envious. Vaishnava should be like, oh, my Lord's name is being broadcast. He is giving so much service to make Krishna known. This man has appreciated. There are all these spiritual leaders that are deriding, you are the only man. It enthuses, it gives us more encouragement that you are keeping intact love of Krishna. Yes. This is an appreciation. Why he should be envious? He should be rather very much enthused that this single man is keeping Krishna all over the world and everyone is deriding, even Gandhi is killing Krishna. No. Dr. Radha Krishna is killing. Their only business is to kill Krishna. He is also doing that. Our this Burma Maharaj. He never speaks of Krishna. He is rascal, that institute of Indian philosophy. Nobody goes to Urine there. We see practically. And our temple. He's already filled up, 500 men. And he is trying for the last 40 years. He's simply planning, this will be playground, this will be this ground, this will be this ground, and it is becoming jungle. Still he is so envious. Black snake. So one circular letter should be issued to all our center. That any Burma Maharaj or anyone, his dependents should not be received. They are envious. Yes. Quoting that. And we have got several complaints like that. Satsarupa also complained. sometimes our order was cancelled by Van Maharaj's propaganda.
I mean, he's been corresponding with professors in America?
Yes. Because he has got that background.
Some catalog with his literature. There must be some catalog or something that his list of books is in.
His books?
Something, the Oriental.
He has no book.
Just that one book, that one.
That is also.
Also, when I read that book a long time ago, he said in the introduction that once he took a vow for 2 years not to speak anything. I thought it was very strange for Vaishnava.
He lived underneath the ground
in
one cell. You know that?
Yes, so just make it so.
You said yes, if someone can only speak nonsense, they shouldn't speak. But if they have to, if they can speak about Krishna to glorify Krishna, Kataya Tashtya Mahakrishna, then always they can talk about Krishna.
He said?
No, you said. He said, I've taken vow not to speak anything.
Let's see.
That
is condemned by Prahlad Maharaj.
Yes.
You will find in Prahlad Maharaj that this is for professional men to get some prestige. Prahlad Maharaj said like that.
We take morning walk
now, Srila
Prabhupada.
Having a morning walk in the room today.